Microsoft sees cloud computing as a way of enabling businesses to tap into the resources of the software company's infrastructure, which offers scalability and high availability on a global basis. But many organizations are still skeptical about the security of the cloud computing model. On a visit to Microsoft's Redmond campus near Seattle in Washington State, I asked John Shuchak, technical fellow at Microsoft, to explain why the company in fact sees cloud as a security enabler.
I'll describe in just a moment why I think it's a big enabler for companies, but I think it's worth just setting a little bit of context before I go there around the transition that many companies are looking at with the cloud. Certainly, there's many companies share concerns about taking data that's critical to their organization and putting it out in a cloud environment. And I think that that's both something that's important to recognize and to enable. So one of the key characteristics of the solutions that we're trying to build is that they have the ability to seamlessly move between what people are doing on premises today and the cloud. And we don't view it as a, hey, you have to go to the cloud for all of your data. We think it's a choice that people will make. And there's some pretty important drivers behind going to the cloud. The cloud architectures have really a many of order magnitude difference in them in terms of the cost structure to organizations. So if you think about what it takes for an organization to put together a globally available, high availability, always on solution, the work to do that and to keep that system up and running can be enormous. We get to amortize those costs across many different organizations, and it makes sense for us to go make those kind of investments. And I think that we're one of the very small number of companies that can go do that. And so just from a pure cost perspective, if you can leverage the cloud opportunity, I think it's a pretty big deal. So for those reasons, we see companies thinking about moving to the cloud, just the ability to get solutions much more quickly and at lower cost. But then they have questions to worry about, like how do we ensure that the information is only accessed by people that we care about? Well, you asked about the enablers. We're developing a lot of the technologies around things like identity federation, like the rights protection, to operate in a cloud-friendly environment so that people can take advantage of those technologies more easily and more quickly in the cloud. And so I think the collaboration, the secure messaging, the secure endpoint technologies that we deliver today will be the key enablers for organizations. I could also spend a little bit of time, if you're interested, talking about some of the challenges that people will face with compliance, privacy, and so on. There's so much work that needs to go on to make sure that your systems are in compliance with the legal requirements of all these countries. And I think Microsoft is in a pretty unique position in the industry to go do that kind of work. Many other players are building their systems so that they work one way across the world. We're putting data centers into many, many locations around the world in order to conform, for example, to the safe harbor requirements around their identities or their customer data. And if you use an architecture which just willy-nilly throws that around the world, you're not going to be in a position to be compliant. And once you look at something like pharma, or once you look at the kinds of requirements that just simple IT systems have in countries like Germany or Canada and so on, it's a lot of work to go do that. So for small and medium companies, by building on top of our platform, you can take advantage of that work.
Now, to come back to my earlier question, Steve Libner said this morning that from his point of view, cloud is enabling sort of better security in a sense. Now, how much of your work is sort of discussing that with business organizations, and to what extent are they understanding that message that not only is security a concern in the cloud, but it is also a way of them making their security posture better?
My conversations with enterprises certainly point to the fact that many people understand this. The challenge that many of them face is that they're at a pretty difficult point in time, both from a business transition, but also from a legal transition. So, for example, in many cases, there are laws that are on the books that were written before the kinds of technologies in the cloud have been invented. So they have very strict requirements around, for example, data placement. And these data placement technology, the requirements, don't take into account, for example, new technologies like virtualization or encryption. And so just one concrete example, one of the requirements that we've seen in the United States in certain states is that they require that the data always be resident on machines that are under the physical control of the organization. Well, if you're going to take advantage of the cloud to, for example, distribute that information, how could you do that if the law says it's not allowed to move off this machine? And yet, if you were to do something like encrypt the data and then distribute it through an encrypted channel to other machines that are part of your organization, and that encryption keys were maintained in secure boxes that were on your premises, well, that most professional security people would say that's a very reasonable and appropriate thing to go do. That would be conformant to the intent of the law, and yet the law does not allow for that kind of situation. And so this is one of the difficulty that many organizations face, which is how do they navigate these kind of legal, business, and technology requirements. And many CSOs tell me that they kind of feel like they're walking a tightrope, where they are often faced with dilemmas where they can't, in a sense, satisfy their business requirements, their technical requirements, and their legal requirements. And so they're forced to produce solutions that in many ways they view as suboptimal in order to kind of make progress forward. Now, the good news is that as these systems become more common, as the techniques become better understood, people are working with their countries to set precedent and case law to enable these cloud-ready solutions. I think a great example of this is what kind of happened over the years with payroll data. I mean, in many ways, payroll data is one of the really sensitive things that go on inside of a company. And yet, we've, as an industry, gotten very comfortable with the idea of outsourcing the payroll management to companies outside of your own. And that came from those companies having good policies, having the right kinds of technologies in place, having an established set of customers who were comfortable with it. And now, most companies outsource their payroll to another company. And I think we're going to see that kind of transition occur across the industry. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but there's so much advantage to being able to do it and to be able to concentrate that expertise that we'll work through these things. And it's going to be a partnership, not just with Microsoft, but across many organizations, with the regulators inside the countries, with people inside of companies who are willing to try out some of these new solutions and partner with us to go figure them out. We have work as an industry to go do to really get ready for the cloud. But to answer your question, most companies seem to understand this, and they're wrestling with how do they get through the maze.
For Computer Weekly, I'm Warwick Ashford.